A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode. I don't even really need to do this introduction, but I'm used to doing introductions, so I'm gonna do it. I mean, I go over everything in the episode. I actually remembered to do the Amazon plug in the episode, which I'm plugging it, but I'm not gonna plug it again because I already did it in the episode. But I mean, if you feel like it, you can just clear your cookies, go to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com, click on the purple Amazon banner, shop like you normally would, and a little bit goes back to the Popular Outcast Productions Network. But I do that in the episode, so you can wait till that one to pay attention. I just like doing these intros, you know what I'm talking about? Enjoy the episode. It's kind of longer. I ranted a lot about things. Like, honest, I'm not even sure what I really talked about. Well, I do know what I talked about, but I mean, I don't know how it lasted an hour. I feel like I've been sitting here for like 20 minutes, and I somehow came up with an hour-long recording. But, I don't know. Enjoy, guys. You know the drill. Love you! Do 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 do. What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise! So I knew what I was going to talk to you guys about today, but then I was looking through my old drawers. I was just looking to see what I had in there, and I found my my makeshift yearbook that I made in my sophomore year of high school, because I never got any yearbooks. The only yearbook I have is from my senior year. So my sophomore, junior years, I just got a notebook and asked people to sign it, and I found my old sophomore one. But we'll talk about that later. Let's start the show off right. But do ba boo do boo ba ba do what I'm listening to. That's right, just listening to. Usually I say watching and or listening, but I mean, nothing's changed with watching. I mean, I guess, well, I'm watching Breaking Bad, but I mean, that's every week, so I mean, I'm not power watching anything right now. But listening to, quite frankly, I'm listening to Taylor Swift. Still listening to Taylor Swift. It might be developing into a problem. I don't know. I don't know what it is about Taylor Swift that I like so much. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why it's lasted so long. But I could listen to Taylor Swift literally every day and be perfectly fine with it. I mean, I'm not listening straight Taylor Swift. Like, it's in a playlist with other things, like maybe Mumford & Sons, you know, which Taylor Swift did a cover of Blank White Page by Mumford & Sons, and I watched the video of it, and it was really good. She did a good job, and it was pretty cool because, like, the Mumford & Sons, if you know Mumford & Sons, you of course know, they're just, like, everything. Their songs are really passionate, and usually, like, rage. There's, like, I'm an angry Englishman, and I'm angry about rural things. But Swift's version, Taylor Swift's version was, like, it was a sad version, because she does sad songs and stuff. But it was kind of cool to hear, like, a different take on the song. So, I mean, anyway. But maybe Panic, Fallout, all mixed in there. I only listen to, like, 5 bands, guys. I don't listen to a lot of different bands. I'm pretty tight-knit in there. I'll usually, like, when I go to concerts or something, I usually fall in love with the openers, like Local Natives, when they open for Of Monsters and Men, and Tilly and the Wall when they opened for She and Him. You know, I fell in love with them and I listened to them too. But most of the time it's just the bands that I've been listening to since I was in high school. I mean, but there's one band that I listen to. It's like an indie band from just a small little band from Ohio called The Mixtapes. And they're really great. I love their stuff. I've bought everything that they've come out with. And really gets to me. It's good. I don't really know what genre specifically it is, because I don't know how music genres work, but I'd put it more of like a punkish kind of a thing. But, I mean, like about as punk as Good Charlotte was, but Good Charlotte wasn't really punk, so it's, I don't know. More punkish compared to what I normally listen to. I guess it's just like alternative rock, indie stuff. I don't know how genres work, guys. I don't pay attention to that kind of crap. I just know, I know what I like, and that's what I listen to. What I'm playing when I'm pooping. Well, let me tell you guys. I've been playing Pokemon. I don't remember if I said that on the last episode, but I've been playing Pokemon White 2, which I never beat White, but I beat the Pokemon League the first time, and then it sends you back out to do more storyline, and then you gotta go back and beat the Pokemon League, which I couldn't do. I mean, I guess I could have done it. But, because then, like, the first time you go in, they're level 45, and when you have to go back the second time, they're 75. So it's greatly more difficult, and that was more grinding than I wanted to do at the time. But, so I'm playing White 2, which I barely got anywhere in that game. Usually I would power through these Pokemon games and, like, get to the end pretty fast. But then also, most of the time when I got to, like, by the time I finished story, I had, like, my starter was, like, level 80, and everyone else was super low level, because I would just power through it. This round, I'm trying to get my, I got a pretty even party, we usually do pretty good, and everyone's equal levels. I try to train everybody equally so that I don't go into play, I don't have one Pokemon that's way higher than everybody else. So, currently, I think my highest level Pokemon is 46, and that's my Growlithe, which, I don't know, when did this happen, but apparently, you need a Firestone to evolve Growlithe into Arcanine. I feel like in the older games, he just evolved at, like, level 36 or something, right? I mean, when did they make a Firestone necessary? But, so I'm keeping him as a Growlithe for a while. Maybe at 50 I'll up him. I mean, they learn moves faster. Maybe not because you need a stone for him. But like my starter, usually in every other Pokemon game I've ever played, I always choose the fire starter. But since it's the same generation Pokemon as the black and white one, I thought, let's switch it up a bit since I already have the fire starter for that one. So in this game, I chose the water starter, which I don't remember what it's called, but currently I have the second evolution, and I gave it an Everstone. It's way past, like, I think they evolve at, like, 36 or something, and now he's 45 or so. So, you know, because they learn moves faster when they're past their evolution rank, but they don't evolve. So, but I never know the names of the starter Pokemon because I give my starter Pokemon nicknames, and that's it. Nobody else. Because when the first Pokemon game I played, which was Ruby, like, geez, what was that? Like 11 years ago? Holy crap. But, so I got Ruby, and I nicknamed every single Pokemon I caught. I don't know what I was thinking in that situation, but I nicknamed every single Pokemon. And let me also continue to tell you, on Ruby, I completed the Pokédex. I had every Pokemon, and every single one of them had a name. I don't know what I was doing. But anyway, so that's where I'm at in Pokemon. That's what I'm playing when I poop. Also, what I'm playing when I poop is the new Plants vs. Zombies, because it's free. I mean, come on. That's a good deal. Nothing's better than free. So I downloaded that. I'm okay at it. I've only failed one level, and it was one of the special ones where you had to protect the sunflowers. And, I mean, I haven't played it that much. I'll probably play it a little bit more coming up. But, super fun game. Everybody should get that game. I don't know why you don't have it. Are you some kind of stupid person? Huh? You got some kind of a stupid brain? Get that game. Stop what you're doing and get the game. Come on, man. Get your life together. So, let's talk about some things. Now, originally I was going to talk about... Just really been thinking about, like, marriage and relationships and stuff like that. Because, man, come on. I mean... I told you J2 got married. My cousin got married. Nate and Laura got engaged. And, like, everyone around is getting married. I mean, let's, Nate and Laura, Nate's, like, 26, Laura's 24. They're a good age. I mean, I think Chris and Aubrey, I think they got married a little too early. I mean, they were 22 and 21. But, I don't know, that's a whole different conversation with that. But, I mean... I don't really want to go into it, because it is my friends. But I don't think anybody who would talk to them really knows. Like, listens. Well, a couple of the youth kids listen. Hello, youth kids that are listening. So I won't go into that. But, I don't know, like... And then, Nate got a job in Arizona. So he's gonna move back to Arizona, because that's where he's from. And, Laura's not going to go with them because, you know, they're my Christian friends and that's kind of frowned upon. And I don't understand that. You got to live with someone before you marry them. I mean, you don't know what somebody's like until you're with them 24 hours a day. Well, I mean, I guess you'd probably go to work or school or something, but you don't know what someone's really like until you're living with them. You see how they act in their environment. Because, I mean, someone could just clean their room every time you come over, and then you get married, you move in together, and you find out they're the sloppiest person ever. They just don't care anymore because you're already married. I don't know, I think you gotta live close quarters before you get married, because... I mean, and marriage, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything anyway. It's a trade agreement. I think we should go back to that. I think if I'm going to marry a girl, I should at least get a couple acres of land. I'll give up my best, you know, trade a couple of my best pigs or something. Get a few acres of land. Maybe a little bit of extra money to put into... I gotta rebuy my pigs. I gotta go get more pigs. Because, I mean, I already don't own pigs, so I have to buy pigs, raise them up good and fat, then trade them off, and then I'm gonna have to... Well, I mean, I guess I don't really need more pigs. I could probably just pocket that. But, I mean, then I would get attached to it. I would've... It's already part of my life, raising the pigs. And then I'd probably have a little empty space in my heart for the pigs. So I'd probably buy more pigs. But, I don't know. I mean, of course I want to get married, even though I don't really think it means much. But, I guess it's just, I don't know, society. That's how we're brought up. That marriage is an important thing. I guess it's more of just I love you so much that I'm willing to, you know, promise you that I'll, you know, stick around. But I don't know. I mean, of course, I'm probably going to get married at some point. Unless I meet, like, a really, like, new age girl, and she's like, oh, no, I don't really want to. And I'm like, all right, whatevs. But, like, ever since I was from a child, I've always wanted to get married. That was always part of my life plan. But, anyway, I don't know. And then so, I guess she's gonna stay here, but it's like, you just got engaged. And he's moving away. It's like a 5-hour drive away. I mean, you could do long distance, but you got engaged. You've already committed to the relationship. Just move in together. That would help him a bit if you get a job out there, you know? That way, so he doesn't have to pay for an apartment all by himself or whatever. But, I don't know, that's one of the things. There's a lot of things about, like, the established religions around here. Well, not around here, but, you know, around the earth. I just don't understand why they keep up with those things. Because, I mean, I don't know. This is when my agnosticism kind of comes in. Well, I guess we talked to James about agnosticism, but like this is when my like cynical side comes in, I guess, where it's just like, what's the point of all of these stupid rules, you know? But I still have faith and stuff like that, but I'm practically following my own little thing. Anyway, getting off the path. So I don't understand that. And I don't understand why, like with my cousin, he's gonna be back, because, recap, my cousin got married to some guy's getting, I think he already got shipped off to Japan for 6 months. He's gonna be back in 6 months. If you really think it's a good relationship, just wait until he gets back. And then, you know, like, go through the normal things of a relationship. Because now, if he gets back, you move in with him for a few months, you realize, oh, this guy I've only known for a month is not everything that I thought he was. Now you gotta go, it's a whole legal thing, you have to file for divorce, it could take a while. Just wait 6 months till he gets back and go at it like a normal relationship, and then when you find out, oh, not everything I wanted, then you just say, oh, okay, see you later. That seems like the way better plan. Seems like a way better path to take. But I don't understand that. Like, if you think marriage is that important of a thing to where you, like, need to do it because you love somebody, don't you think you'd have a little bit more respect for it? And, like, not rush into it because you're pressured or something, or that's because that's what's expected of you to do. Like, I don't know. I've just been thinking about that recently, that I wanted to talk about that on the podcast, because it's just, people make a lot of stupid mistakes. Really put themselves in situations that could have easily been avoided. Anyway, so what I kind of hinted at earlier, I found my old yearbook thing, and I was looking through it, and I can barely read some of these people's handwriting, but let's see. I saw one of them, saw something in here. Just says good luck in physics, have fun in boring trig, sad face, no pre-calc. I took trigonometry because I needed, I still needed my second Spanish thing, my second language, what are they called, credit? Or whatever, I guess that's, was it called credits in high school? Or whatever. And pre-calc was like a 2-period class. So if I took pre-calc, I couldn't do this. I couldn't take Spanish, and then I wouldn't have been able to get my high honors or whatever. So I had to just do trig, which was a bummer. But I mean, trig was still, I loved trig. Anyway, have fun in band in Spanish. Good luck in AP next year. I took AP US History my junior year. That was tough. I passed the exam with a 4. I got a 4 on the exam, which is pretty good. I pretty much BS'd the essays, though. I think one of them was about slavery or something. Just BS'd the crap out of it. But I think I did really good on the multiple choice, which is what got me the thing. And they end it with, "Don't die, you rock, don't ever change. Have a fun summer." No clue. They did not put their name. I have no clue who wrote that to me. I mean, what kind of crap is that? You know, you also know I kind of went to a nerdy school when there's half of these things have emotes in them, and somebody drew a domo. I mean, come on, this was my sophomore year. This was 7 years ago. Domo wasn't a huge thing back then. That was for the weirdos that did that kind of stuff. Somebody just drew a smiley face. They couldn't think of anything to write, so they just drew a smiley face. That sounds like something I would do. I guess you can kind of see who I was friends with back in the day. Someone just wrote, "I am a sex muffin." Referring to themselves, not me. They didn't call me a sex muffin. They were referring to themselves as a sex muffin. Here's another one. Nathan, ellipses. "History was fun." Smiley face. "You're quiet." Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. That girl totally had a crush on me, and I was completely oblivious to it. Until, like, a year later. One time, I was bringing flowers to this one girl, and she, like, came over and talked to me, because I think she was hoping that the flowers were for her, but they weren't, because they were for this other girl that I liked. And then I just felt really bad, because then I was like, oh, crap, she likes me. And I liked her. Like, a while before, but then I was, like, kind of chasing after this other girl. And I was like, oh, man, missed opportunity there. There was a lot of missed opportunities. Let me continue with this. So the biggest thing, person takes up 3 pages. 3 pages of my little notebook here. I might as well just read it. Let me give you a little backup. So, I was in band. The person I was sitting next to, she was a senior, so she's 2 years older than me. Super hot. Really cool. Always talked to her. She had a boyfriend, like, the whole year, but it was clear that I liked her. At least, I think it was, I don't know. But I was a weird kid. Anyway, this is what she wrote. "Nate!" exclamation mark. I don't know why. I'll try to portray the punctuation through the reading. I don't know why I'm reading the punctuation. I'm not like I'm not narrating this to Siri, which I have gotten pretty good at. She does not mess up as much. So, "Nate, I know I'm writing like crap and with Sharpie, but I don't care. Haha." So it's been 4 years. Well, for you, like, 2, but that's okay. "You're a very cool kid and super sweet. Don't forget that or let your little friends convince you otherwise. Don't let Mr. Jenkins get the best of you. Seriously, avoid it. Haha. I'm a miss you and telling you all my issues in first and being hyper and sometimes mean. Sorry. But yeah. Have fun in the rest of your high school years. OMG, you're going to be a junior. Woohoo, upperclassmen, exciting. So yeah, I'm a miss you. Haha, I said that twice. Oh well, but you will so keep in touch on MySpace and AIM." Remember that crap? Man, this is old. "Most deaf. And I'll come back and visit sometimes." She never did. "Haha, but yeah, you're a really good friend. Oh, and keep it on the DL. But if I was a little younger, I would so be like, how you doing? Ha ha ha. Seriously. Seriously, though, despite the crap your friends give you, I would date you in like a split second over any of your friends. So don't let their dumbasses bother you, like, at all. Ha ha. Or I'll beat them up. KK, have fun in the summer, buddy. Practice your clarinet. Ha ha. Rights or number. Heart, heart, Jessica. Your band buddy. P.S. I expect more Fred and Al's over the summer. I'll be checking. Fred and Al's, I'll explain in a second. P.P.S. I forget what I was gonna say. Ha ha. Oh well. P.P.P.S. Oh, I forgot. I remembered what I was gonna say. P.P.P.P.S. I was gonna say sorry for the bad handwriting. Ha ha. Told you. Now, quick, Fred and Al's. Back in high school, I don't know, I was bored one night, so on Paint, I started making, like, little one-page comics, like, real crappy. Just, I used the spray can and made two blobs. It was Fred and Al. The black one was Fred, the blue one was Al. It was basically based off of mine and James's adventures as friends, and I made like 100 of them. I think I actually have them on my Facebook right now. I switched it over after MySpace went obsolete. Anyway, you guys should check that out. Maybe I'll post links or something. Anyway, talk about missed freaking opportunities. This girl was hot. I mean, sure, she could just be saying nice things to make me feel good about myself. But I think she did totally like me. And I talked to her over the summer and stuff like that. And then after that, she dropped off the face of the earth. She stopped using MySpace, obviously. We all did. I was never able to find her on Facebook. Her number got changed or whatever because, you know, the number stopped working. And, like, none of, like, the, our mutual friends on Facebook or anything, she's not on Facebook. I'm like, what the crud? What happened to this girl? But I would love to talk to her again. She was really cool. I could have totally closed the deal now. Man, if I was this confident back in high school, I would have dated so many more girls. I mean, I did date a few girls in high school. I mean, I had 8 girlfriends or something before Melanie, and they were all from the end of 8th grade into my senior year. They were all like 2-week long relationships, a month long. Like B1 was 2 weeks long, and then she broke up with me because H1 wanted to get back with me, which, I mean, kind of worked out. And then, let's see, S1 was at the end of my freshman year, and she was really weird. I was probably gonna break up with her anyway, but then she broke up with me because we weren't gonna be able to see each other over the summer, which I was like, well, I mean, other than the fact that I was probably gonna break up with you because you're weird, I would have made an effort. But anyway, people are weird. But I mean, I dated a few girls, but I was pretty, like, had a pretty low self-esteem in high school. But, man, if I was, I mean, that Christina girl totally liked me. Jessica totally liked me. There was another friend that I really liked for a long time. I think I asked her out one time. She said no. And then, but, like, after that, it was clear that she did develop a crush on me afterwards. Like, she was totally into me. But then I started dating Melanie. And I was like, man, like, once I realized that she definitely liked me, I was like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. Because, I mean, it, kind of a clue that my relationship with Melanie was not very good. Because I kind of regretted it because I would have rather dated that girl. But that would not have worked out anyway. But man, I just, that's like one of my biggest regrets. And I don't have, I mean, I don't really regret anything, but like one of the things I wish I could have done, like could have been different, was that I was, had my level of confidence now back in high school. Everything would have been so much better. But, you know, that's just the way things go, you know? I was going to go on to more things, and then I kind of forgot what I was going at. Some of you guys don't know about me. I mean, you guys, this whole thing was basically things you don't know about me, because I talked to you guys about my high school career. I have another yearbook, makeshift yearbook that I made for my junior year. I don't know where that is. I don't know if there was as fun things in it, though. There was, I don't think there was any girls confessing their love for me in that one. But, my senior year when I actually had a yearbook, maybe I'll post my yearbook. No, it's a terrible yearbook picture. I was in my senior yearbook a bunch of times, like for all the, like the, spirit weeks and stuff. Cause I did all of that crap. I think I already told you guys about the time when I wore a clock because it was bling day or whatever it was, whatever they called it, bling day. So I wore an old wooden clock around my neck to be like Flavor Flav, and I dressed up as Quail Man. I dressed up as Quail Man my freshman year, and I dressed up as Quail Man my senior year. And my senior year Quail Man got me in the yearbook. I was in the yearbook more times than it actually says I was, which is kind of sad that I can pick out. I mean, I don't know, I guess it's good that I'm noticeable, but I can pick myself out of pictures where a normal person would not be able to tell that that was me, but I'm like, that's me, I was standing right there, I remember that. But so, I guess something you guys don't know about me is I have, I mean, I don't know if this is for everybody, but, like, I remember basically everything that's happened in my life, mostly about, like, everything I've said, like, weird things I've said, but, like, just as I'm going throughout my day, just the smallest little things will, like, connect whatever in my brain and, like, make me remember just the weirdest things, and then I'm like, oh man, that was so embarrassing, and then I'm like all down on myself for like an hour. And just random things throughout the day, I won't even be thinking about it, it won't even really be related to what the memory was, but just small little things will like click and bring up in my brain, it's like, hey, that thing, that really reminds me of this time when you were embarrassed because you said something stupid. But I don't know. Like, does everybody have that good of memory about their lives? But then I start thinking, are most of my memories even real? I mean, I have a pretty overactive imagination. I could have made up my entire past. I mean, it's basically all just stuff in my head. Unless somebody else has the same story, then I'm like, okay, so that's a set point in time, but like some of my memories, I'm like, is this really how it happened? Because I think some of them get a little bit exaggerated, maybe something else changes in it, a weird detail. But I'm like, how much of our memories are actually what really happened, and how much is what story we've created for them over the years? I don't know, memories are weird. You know what things I like? Churros. Love. No, I'm sorry. I like churros. I don't love churros. If I loved churros, I'd eat them, like, all the time. And that would be unhealthy. I like churros. I like to have churros. And they started making them in the bakery at work. And they put them out with, like, the muffins and donuts and stuff. So, like, the past few mornings at work, I've been having a churro with my bagel. Because I usually get a bagel from the bakery, too. But sometimes I go over to Subway because the Subway right next to the store is now 24 hours. Yeah. How about that? 24-hour Subway? You gotta be kidding me. They've been there for years, and they've always closed at like 10 or something. And then they go 24 hours. And then like 3 weeks after they go 24 hours, they get robbed. So it's whatever. But they're still 24 hour. So sometimes I go over and I have some Subway. But most of the time, I just get a bagel from the bakery. Which, I mean, I don't know how they bake. They're supposed to be baking them fresh every single day. Every single morning, supposed to be fresh bagels out in that case. But I go over there like 30 minutes or an hour after they're supposed to be put out, and they're like cold and kind of hard. It's like these bagels, like they, back before the person that they have cooking now, those bagels would be hot, that cheese would be nice and melty. But now every day those bagels are already cold when they get put out. Like I've gone over there as she's putting them out and the bagels will be cold. What are they doing over there? What kind of crap is going on over there? Hold on, I'm just going to drink my coffee. What kind of crap is going on in that bakery where they can't have warm, fresh bagels for me, who buys a bagel every day? I work there, and I put, like, a third of my money probably straight back into that store. Not that much. I don't buy groceries or anything. But I put quite a bit of money into the store. I mean, I'm buying, like, snacks and drinks throughout the night. I think if I worked days, I wouldn't snack as much, but throughout the night, you gotta keep that energy going, gotta keep that metabolism going, or you're just gonna slow down. Some other things that I like, man, pretzel M&Ms, which, I mean, they're incredibly delicious, yet half of my friends don't like pretzel M&Ms. What is going on there? I mean, what's the census on pretzel M&Ms? Do people like them? Maybe not, maybe they're not their favorite, but I mean, I do just plain love pretzels, and I love M&Ms. Oh, sorry, like. Man, I gotta change this segment, man. Everything I list, I always say I love it. But no, you know what? That's not... I'm not gonna change this segment. I'm gonna change the way I use the word love, because I'm just throwing around for everything, and I should save that for what things that I'm really passionate about, you know? I'm not passionate about pretzel M&Ms. I'm not gonna go out and do a march about pretzel M&Ms. Or ask pretzel M&Ms to marry me. So I don't love pretzel M&Ms. I like them. I like them greatly. Like, on the scale of things that I like, pretzel M&Ms are up there. They're near the top. Which, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's thousands of things on the list of things that I like. So near the top isn't necessarily, like, in the top five. But, like, maybe top 100 things that I like. I mean, I don't have a full list of things that I like, so I can't really put it at a number. But, I mean, it's, you know, pretty high up there. But I like pretzels anyway, and then pretzel M&Ms are just the most delicious M&M that I've ever had. And some people don't think that, and I don't understand them, and I think that maybe they need to go back to elementary school and relearn how to be humans. You know what, I also, today I've been, I've been catching up on my podcast, and I've been playing some games on my computer. I was playing Minecraft, because this morning at work, I would listen to the latest POG, and they talked about how the new Minecraft thing has horses, and I'm like, ho, horses, I'm gonna get back into this situation. Haven't found any horses, but I did make a pretty cool little wooden tower that I turned into a weird statue creature. So I'm pretty proud of that one. And you know what's weird about when I'm playing Minecraft? I always wind up in the desert biome. I always start out in like a jungle or a forest, but I always build my house in the desert, which is not a good place to build it. There's nothing around. You gotta travel like halfway across the continent to get back to where the woods are, just to get your wood. I really need to stop building in the desert. What I need is a good treehouse, but then sometimes the treehouses are hard to get to because then, like, if you misstep off of a vine, you fall, like, a mile down and die. I don't know. Anyway, I really do like Minecraft. I mean, I really got into it because of the popular Outcasts. Back in the day, like, I was kind of always interested in it. I always wanted to check it out, but I didn't want to spend $30. And then they had a contest to win it, and I entered the I didn't win. But I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll try it out. And then I think I bought it on my Xbox, and I played with Kyson and Brooks. And then I bought it on my computer, which is a much better experience than on Xbox. Although, at the Xbox, Minecraft is pretty caught up, I think. I mean, they're not up to the point of the, like, the computer Minecraft versions. But we did make a lot of cool things on the Xbox. But I've made cooler things on the computer. I made a huge pyramid a while ago. And I would just go in there and farm off of the monsters that spawned in there. Which kind of backfired when there was like 5 creepers. And they all chased after me and blew up the entrance to the pyramid. So I had to rebuild it. But, you know, it was fun. So I like Minecraft. You guys should check that out. If you don't already play Minecraft, you should definitely play Minecraft. It is worth the investment. Something I didn't understand that somebody did. I was just thinking about one. This happens to me literally every time. I've had everything else written down for this one's thing. Except for the yearbook thing, because I thought of that like right before I started recording. But I always forget the thing that I didn't understand. And you know what I think I'm going to go with? That's the thing I don't understand. Why don't I write this crap down? It'll take 2 seconds, just a quick note. And then I'm not going to have a weird spot where I'm like, I forgot what I was going to say. Need to start writing things down. I haven't really talked to Brooks since we last recorded. So I don't really have a things Brooks says. But he was like, you need to tell me everything that you guys said about me. I'm like, just listen to it. Listen to the podcast and you'll know what we said that you say. But he's like, well, I'm listening to some of them. And I'm like, plus, I only really have that segment on, like, ones that Kyson's on because I don't talk to Brooks very often. So I don't always have things that he said. But, and then he's like, well, I'm gonna sue you if you don't. And I'm like, but you were on it. You've given permission about this stuff. But I don't know. Brooks just gets pretty pissy sometimes. Have we said anything really bad about Brooks? I mean, everything we've said is things that he said. So, I mean, it's just Brooks being a douchebag. But maybe we'll lay off Brooks for a bit. Maybe he's having a little troubles. But, I mean, Kyson did go off to college a couple days ago. Went off to Utah, up to St. George, where he's going to be going to college. So, Kyson's gone. He helps his uncle with like the color run, so they fly him out places every like once a month or so. So he's got to come down to our airport since the airport in St. George is like regional. So I'll see him like every few weeks or so, and I'll try to get a couple episodes recorded with him or something so that he can still be on the podcast, because I know some of you guys like him. I mean, there's 30 people that listen, so maybe 2 of you guys actually like Kyson. Which, like, I'm really glad that 30 people still listen. You know, I'd be fine with 5 people. But 30 is what, 6 times the amount that I'd be okay with? And that's just great. You know, I've heard a lot of things on podcasts today. Listened to a lot of them. I think I still have another 25 podcasts to listen to, and I'll be completely caught up, which I don't know if I'll ever be completely caught up, but I'm caught up on every podcast that's not on the Popular Outcast Network. Now I'm working on Popular Outcast podcasts. I'm all caught up on Jeff in Motion, the Popular Outcast, Pog. I'm working on mixing it up with Mike Carpenter right now. I think I have another 3 episodes to listen to before I caught up with that. And, I mean, everything. It's just great content. I love all the podcasts on our network. And hey, man, if you want to help out the network, why don't you go over to whatthehell.popularrockcast.com. Clear your cookies. Click on the purple Amazon banner. Shop like you normally would. And at the end, Popular Rockcast Productions gets a little bit back. You know, and you don't spend any more. Doesn't take anything else off of it, but you know, you don't spend more. You just spend normal stuff, but you get the little, the warm little feeling in your heart that you're helping other people. And you mean you don't have to go to whatthehell.popularrockcast.com. You can go to any of the podcast pages and click on theirs. You can go to just popularrockcast.com, I think, too, and it'll be there. So there's that if you want to do that, and I think we'll call this one an end. I think I've been talking for a while, haven't I? I think this is one of the longer podcasts in the past few series of episodes. I just ranted on about crap, didn't I? Did I even talk about anything meaningful at all? Well, hey, you guys, good on you for going all the way through with this, you know? Listening all the way to the end. Good job. If you want to, you know, if you want to talk to me at all, there's the podcast Twitter, which is WTH_Prell. There's my account, which is at the Nathan Prell. You can follow me, tweet at me. I respond to, like, every tweet that I get. I don't get many, but I always respond to every tweet. I love tweeting. I'm big on Twitter. Do a lot of tweets about Taylor Swift. So if you like Taylor Swift, you're going to want to follow me, because I tweet about her often. I have a lot of thoughts. About Taylor Swift. There's a Facebook page. If you want to be friends with me on Facebook, hey, just search up Nathan Prell. I think the page for the show is probably just what the hell. I mean, you could search What the Hell with Nathan Prell. That's what it's called. I don't know what the actual URL is for it. You could like that page if you haven't already. You can message me there. You can add me as a friend. I'll accept that too, man. Send me a message there. Talk to me. Like my statuses. Well, I don't post any statuses. I'm not big on Facebook. More on the twits. More on the Twitters. Hey, you want to email me? That's cool. Go ahead and email me. I guess I don't have an email for the podcast. I just have my personal email. If you guys want to email me things, let me know, and then maybe I'll make an account for the podcast so that I can check out your emails. I mean, I guess there is one, isn't there? Probably connected to the site. I don't know these things. I don't know how the internet works. Yeah. All right. Did all my plugs. Did the Amazon thing. Still not as good as frickin' Nick Rehack on Me and My Depression. That guy is... Man, I'm jealous of the way he frickin' advertises Amazon, man. He's a whiz at that thing. Goodness, he's the best at it. Man. Hey, next week, you know what? Next week, I'll recap you guys on everything that's been going on in the Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Would you guys be interested if I started recording those and maybe, like, editing them down to some good points or something and, like, throwing it onto the end? Would you guys want to hear that stuff, or do you guys not care? Because, I mean, I think it would be kind of cool. Maybe I record a session and, like, every third episode is, like, the D&D episode where you kind of get to follow along in the campaign. But no, because then we do it every week, so that'd be, like, a three-hour-long episode. Well, no, we sit there for, like, hours on end, so that probably wouldn't be good. That would need to be its own podcast, which I don't think you guys really want to listen to just that. I mean, it's pretty silly. Richard's a pretty silly DM. It's a great story. I'm real into it. I really love the days when it's mostly just role-playing. Like, I love the combat and stuff, but when you just throw scenarios at us and we get to do that kind of stuff. That's what I really like when I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons as the role-playing. But so, yeah, next week I'll recap you guys up on that, because we're going to be playing when this comes out, the day this comes out, we're going to be playing again, because we play every Wednesday. Unless I go to Produce, and then I'll be on days, then we'll have to reschedule it. Maybe we'll play less often or something. I hope not. I want to continue playing every week, because I really love playing Dungeons & Dragons. But, man, I'm just talking to you guys. It's because I got no one else to talk to. Everyone else is busy at work and stuff, man. Got no one. I've been sitting at home doing nothing all day. Playing Minecraft, listening to podcasts. I played Saints Row the 3rd. I pre-ordered Saints Row the 4th. Because I didn't play any of the other Saints Row, but I bought Saints Row the 3rd was on sale on Steam, pretty good sale with all the DLC, so I went ahead and bought it. I haven't even beaten it, but I really enjoy it. But I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and pre-order the 4th one, and then when it comes out, then it'll be current, you know, and then I'll play through that. But, you know, I've never really played many of those kind of games. Like, I never played Grand Theft Auto. But I like the humor that it's, like, Saints Row doesn't take itself as seriously as some of the other games. But, you know, I've tried to end this thing, like, 5 times, and I keep talking. Just stop listening, man. Why are you still listening? I got nothing else to say. I'm just ranting on. Alright, I guess that's the end. Yeah, does anyone want to go out with me? Seriously, come on, guys. I've been single for like a year. Just a date. One date. We'll see how it goes. You know? It doesn't even have to be a date. Just go hang out with me. We'll go play mini golf or something. Do you want to go mini golfing with me? Who wants to go mini golfing with me? Somebody. All right. Bye. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.